We're back on the Farm Show here on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9, and I'm being joined today by Dale Nordquist. He's with the University of Minnesota Extension. How are you doing today, Dale?
I'm fine, thank you.
So we got a report that came out today from the University of Minnesota Extension talking about 2015 farm incomes. And right now, the news, not very good as far as farm incomes go around the state. Would you want to give our listeners kind of a synopsis about this report?
Yeah, this is from the data that we work with the farm business management education groups around the state. So this is actual farm records from about over 2,000 farms in the state. The median net farm income for all those producers for 2015 was just over $27,000. So it's pretty low, down from a pretty low level last year of $42,000. So so it's not been a very profitable year. And it's a little bit amazing because yields were so good. It's amazing to see a year when yields were, we have really had record yields and still incomes were down for Minnesota producers.
And that was the next thing I was going to lead into. I mean, with the yields that we were getting, what's causing this this headway? Because according to the report, they're at 20-year lows of levels for inflation-adjusted incomes.
Yeah. So, yeah, these are the lowest levels. Well, pretty much everything else went against us last year in terms of all the major commodities that Minnesota producers produce. Saw lower prices in 2015, so crop prices are down substantially, and then on the livestock side, milk prices are down, beef prices are down, and pork prices are down. Everything is down price wise. So that's the major reason for these low level of profits. I don't remember a year when we had kind of the across the board decreases in prices that we saw in 2015.
Now, is this there are several factors I know that go into this. I mean, we figure we had avian flu, we've had the PED virus there. Yeah. I mean, you have these things that weigh against it, but, you know, you're talking across the board, you know, the avian flu doesn't affect corn and soybeans. You know, what is there something across the board that's also helping push this back?
Yeah, I think the big thing really is we're so dependent on global markets now. And with the softness of some of the Chinese economy and some of the other international economies, plus the high value of the dollar works against us in terms of trade. So I think probably the biggest factor is international trade pushing down prices. Plus, given that we did have such a big crop, of course, that weighs on the markets too. So that price pushes the prices down some too.
All right. So looking now ahead to 2016, though, are things looking any better, looking worse, looking about the same? What are we looking at?
Well, I guess I would have to say certainly no better for crop producers. Prices for crops are even lower now than they were last year. The only commodity where I see any real upturn maybe be in the pork industry. That looks like pork prices might be a little bit higher this year. It's hard to see anything on the outlook for the other groups that looks like it's going to be a big plus. The only other side of that is costs will be down, we think, in 2016. So that'll help some with the fuel prices down, fertilizer prices down. Cash rents were down a little bit in 2015. We expect them to be down again in 2016, so that will help some.
All right, and of course, we also have to look at, we don't know some of the unknown factors, because weather can throw in a factor into the grain prices and all that as well, and that's something you just kind of have to wait and see. I mean, you're basing this basically off of what trends you're seeing right now at this point.
Yeah, that's right. Something will change. We know something will change. It won't be what we expect, but it's really a challenge right now for producers who are trying to put together their cash flows and line up their financing for the 2016 production year, and it really is challenging to put together a cash flow that works right now. So, it's a there's a lot of anxious producers out there right now, and we certainly hope something will turn around to make it a little bit better than what we're seeing right now.
All right. Well, Dale, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with us and help us clear some of that information up.
All right.
All right, that's Dale. That's Dale Nordquist. He's with the University of Minnesota Extension. If you want to see the full report and the information that they sent out, you can find it on our website, myklgr.com, under the Farm News tab. And we'll be back on the Farm Show right after this.